Outcome 5.7 Part 2. Last week we looked at the first reason that Cole gives in his article, Why is the Church Important? Here is the second. The Church reveals Christ to the world. Verse 15 of our text says, The household of God is the Church of the living God. He continues to be incarnate, not only in Jesus Christ, but also in the Church, says Cole. Jesus is not only incarnate in heaven now, he's also incarnate in his body, the Church. We are the visible expression of the world of the Savior who is present in heaven. When I refer to the Church, I mean, of course, the people of God, not a building. In this verse, Paul shows the importance of the Church by using three word pictures. 1. The household of God. Cole says this term views the Church as the extended family of God, with God as the head of the household. It mainly focuses on the relationships which should be built among those in the Church, which should reflect Christ to the world. 2. The Church of the Living God. Cole points out that he does not simply say the Church of God, but rather the Church of the Living God. That is, the Church is the place where the living God actually dwells and is at work. Just as the phrase, the household of God, focuses on our relationships with one another, so the phrase, the Church of the Living God, focuses on our relationship with God. Romans 9:25-26. 3. A pillar and buttress of the truth. Cole explains, God's truth as revealed in Jesus Christ is, it is true whether or not we believe it or proclaim it. But, in another sense, the Church upholds and supports the truth. But, doctrine is not merely to fill our heads. It is to affect our lives. The truth concerning God incarnate is transforming truth. And so the Church acts as the pillar and support of the truth by putting that truth into daily life. As people in the world observe the Church, our conduct should undergird and uphold the doctrinal truth concerning our God who was revealed in the flesh. So, if we summarize Cole's answer to the question, why is the Church important? It is because God has left the Church here to reveal his Son to the world, even as Jesus revealed God when he was on this earth. As the household of God, the Church of the Living God, the pillar and support of the truth, we are the current expression of Jesus Christ in the world until he comes. Nothing could be of greater importance. Dear facilitator, in addition to the article above, it is important that your students know that the Church has an important role to play in the members caring for one another. Here is a list of the one another passages in the New Testament, which explain what we as members ought to do. The list was drawn up by Gene Getz in his book, Building Up One Another. You could ask your students to look these verses up. Members of one another, Romans 12:5. Being devoted to one another, Romans 12:10a. Honoring one another, Romans 12:10b. Being of the same mind toward one another, Romans 12:6 and 15:5. Loving one another, Romans 13:8, and several other verses in the New Testament. Edifying one another, Romans 14:19. Accepting one another, Romans 15:7. Instructing one another, Romans 15:14. Greeting one another, Romans 16:16, and several other verses. Waiting for one another, 1 Corinthians 11:33. Caring for one another, 1 Corinthians 12:25. Serving one another, Galatians 5:13. Carrying one another's burdens, Galatians 6:2. Bearing with one another, Ephesians 4:2. Being kind to one another, Ephesians 4:32. submitting to one another, Ephesians 5:21, esteeming one another, Philippians 2:3, encouraging one another, 1 Thessalonians 4:18, confessing sins to one another, James 5:16a, praying for one another, James 5:16b, offering hospitality to one another, 1 Peter 4:9, and fellowshipping with one another, 1 John 1:7. This brings our journey through the 35 outcomes to a close. I trust that this material has been helpful as you taught it. I would love to hear from you how the teaching went and how the material could be improved. You are welcome to email me at rubenvanrensburg1@gmail.com.